We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, it's Friday afternoon. Here we go. We got some time to talk. So, and we got a bunch of open phone lines. Mainly, I think we should focus on. I'm open to anything, really, but I think we should focus on the legislation that legislators are legislating now that they're back. And in some ways, we miss them. Maybe, I don't know, but they're back one day, and it already seems tragic because what becomes apparent is that thing that gnaws at us without maybe defining itself, and that is that they aren't really there to help us. They aren't really there to make the state better. They aren't really there to pursue good policy. There are two political teams who do battle. It's like having baseball season back. Every day there's a game. And every day those two teams are trying to get what's best for them on that field of victory. And to me, that's what the political process, the privilege that I have of studying the political process day in and day out so I can report to you on it. What I learn is that they are just like those teams trying to put a W. They want a W up on the board. And that's not a W for us. That's a W for them. That is, how do they make themselves more electable in the November election? That's all they're thinking about. How do we increase our electability? How do we rig this election better for ourselves? That's what the two teams are doing. And unfortunately, in Connecticut, it's like the Harlem Globetrotters with, what was that other team called? The ones whose job it was to lose every day. We've got, were they the Nationals or something? The Republicans are that team. You can't remember their name. They don't produce any outcome. They occasionally make it look like there's going to be a fight, and then it dissipates because the Globetrotters always win. And the result of that is a tragedy for the state. And getting the average person to see this, I guess, is the challenge. Anyway, so here they go again. Here they go again. Democrats who had a tough time, it took them all night to corral their own members. Again, they're pushing stuff their own members don't want. It took them all night to corral their members to have this vote on police accountability. And this police accountability bill is going to be bad for Democrats with a lot of voters. And that's why there was a fight, and that's why it took all night to get this passed, because for voters who are there, there's two factions to the Democrats. There's the anti-American faction and the communist faction. And they're kind of the same thing, but there are little differences there. And they have different imperatives in terms of getting reelected. And the ones who represent the cities want to provide an answer. It doesn't matter how stupid it is or how inappropriate or how little effectiveness it will have. They need to give something back to their urban voters. And that's what they're doing with this police accountability thing. That is taking away the qualified immunity that allows police officers, like all government employees, to avoid responsibility personally for the decisions they make and the things they do on the job. Let's talk to Paul in Litchfield about this. Hi, Paul.
Todd, good afternoon. So in full disclosure, I do have a son who's a police officer in Connecticut.
Excellent.
And this was a calling for him. It's something he wanted to do his entire life. And today he would tell you that he would never be able to recommend anybody to get into this field of law enforcement today. Besides being destroyed by the press and losing all the pride that he once carried in this job due to what's gone on in the last weeks and months, this bill today changes the game dramatically. And, you know, it seems like forever ago we were fighting the toll battle, and through the voice of this radio station, a lot was done to fight that. And I'm calling today because we need, in a hurry, for the citizens of this state to contact their local senators and the governor's office to stop this travesty going through. This qualified immunity now puts police officers in a situation where they can be sued for decisions they make in split seconds. They now will let attorneys spend weeks and months looking over with a fine-tooth comb to find one mistake that will bring civil liability to them. Civil liability, as you know, has a much lower burden of proof than criminal. In fact, the Supreme
Court... let me just push back a little bit, Paul, and ask why this is so upsetting. Because I have a feeling if there had always been a zero immunity for all actors in government, that the legal system would have worked this through a long time ago, and they would have protections in place that would make it viable. I think the problem is that it's such a sudden change to consider, because we've been operating with the immunity in place. But don't you think if we had it, if this goes through, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, wouldn't it become a normative thing that would operate just fine over time?
No. Well, first of all, the Supreme Court understood that officers have to make split-second decisions and under a moment of intense stress. So they provided latitude in their decision. This was already covered by the Supreme Court for civil court cases only. Doctors, nurses, and police officers have enjoyed this immunity so that they could do the job to the best of their ability. It doesn't take away criminal prosecution. If you have a bad cop...
Stay focused. I asked you a specific question about the civil liability. Why wouldn't the civil liability thing just adjust over time without there being a law that says you can't sue?
Well, the adjustment for these people now, Todd, is they have to buy insurance. Because, as we
and,
know...
And, okay,
can sue
yes,
for
yes.
Anything.
So they would have to buy insurance, and that would have a cost. Then they would look back at their employers and say, hey, guys, we have a new burden to doing our job. It's just gotten more expensive. Now you have to adjust our pay accordingly. And wouldn't it just get absorbed by the system?
Town budgets struggling the way they are going to give raises to police officers so they can buy their own insurance. Do you think that's viable, Todd?
Well, I think if all the police officers are going to leave the profession, as so many people are saying, then yes, they would have to. They need to have police officers. They need to be able to operate in a way that's affordable. The government always rigs things to its own benefit, so the system would make adjustments to figure out a way to limit the cases that were being ruled in a way that was expensive, don't you think?
We've not done a good job as a society limiting civil liability cases in any field. You can get sued for walking down the street and looking at somebody the wrong way. You know that to be the case. Tort reform
is something that we've been talking about
for years.
Yeah, I just think it would be different for cops. All right, Paul, thank you for debating it with me. I appreciate it. 860-522-9842. We'll take some more phone calls in a moment, but I want to check in with Gail Mastrofrancesco. She is a Republican state representative from Wilcott. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm very excited because you guys are back making trouble again, and it gives us a lot to talk about here.
It certainly does. So, I don't know if I should say to you good morning in my term or good afternoon, because we've had a heck of a night, 24 hours over at the Capitol debating these bills. I mean, it was just absolutely...
And what was accomplished?
Well, nothing good, really, especially when it comes to, obviously, the police bill. But, you know, we voted on a telehealth bill to expand that out for the COVID to let people obviously call into their doctors, the absentee ballot bill we addressed, the insulin bill we addressed, and the police accountability bill. So it was certainly a long night. And when it goes to the police accountability bill, you know, they brought that bill out at 1:15 in the morning, which is absolutely unnecessary because they were so unorganized. You know, either you have the votes or you don't.
Well, they didn't know if they had the votes. They were manipulating to try to adjust the bill to take care of people's problems with it, weren't they?
Yes, all night long, until the vote. And we actually, the Republicans actually offered an amendment to strike out that clause in there where it came to the qualified immunity, and it came right down to a tie vote, and ended up not passing. So that language ultimately stayed in the bill. And all of the Republicans, except for one, voted against the underlying bill, and it ultimately passed. But it's amazing that I found that there's Democrats that voted with us to strike that clause out of the bill completely, and then they voted for it in the underlying bill at the end, which made absolutely no sense.
But isn't that how it works when you get down to the wire, that the management of the party, that it comes down at arm twists and insists that people, they need their votes regardless of what they think, and don't worry about it because it doesn't go into effect for a year, so we'll fix it.
Well, the problem is that they're putting politics above public safety.
Well, of course.
I mean,
that's what they do.
I was speechless. I thought for sure that those people that voted for that amendment would vote against the bill. And you're putting politics above public safety, which is a real tragedy and a sad day today for our Connecticut police officers.
Well, so you're just finishing your first term, is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So you've gotten you've been in quite a 2 years and probably a decade's worth of education in terms of the process. Any new discoveries or thoughts about, you know, perspectives for you as you look at this and go for another term?
I'm not shocked at the process because these are the games that they play instead of people just working together and coming up with good public policy. Unfortunately, they end up playing these games. So I'm not really shocked about it. We have to keep fighting and we have to expose them for what they are. I mean, this is not right to the citizens of Connecticut and to the taxpayers. It's awful. But if we don't speak up, they continue to get away with it. So I thought the Republicans did a really good job strategizing that police bill yesterday. Mm-hmm. We all stuck together. We know it's a bad bill, and ultimately it's on them now. It's going to go to the Senate, and let's see what happens. I would encourage all your listeners to call the Democrat senators and put pressure on them to do something about this.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Call the Senate Democrats' office, 800-842-1420. 800-842-1420. The Connecticut Senate Democrats.
Yeah, call their offices. Call them individually and put pressure on them to not pass this bill, because then it will end right there. And there's no reason to put this up this year.
Okay. We'll see what happens with it. Gail, thank you for checking in.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great day.
All right, and welcome back to work. Gail Mastrofrancesco from Wilkett, a Republican state representative in her first term. And it is discouraging that the process works the way it works. It would be nice to have a democratic process in these democratic bodies, but they work hard to make it the opposite. Joe at Harwinton, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, you were, I guess, questioning what's the need for, you know, the qualified immunity and stuff like that. It's a good chunk of it's because of the civil liability, not the criminal liability. Because the criminal liability.
Yes, yes. No, I understand that. The point of my question is, wouldn't this all just get adjusted? Like, if they'd never put in qualified immunity, I don't think we would have no police departments and it costing $300,000 a year per cop. We just would have figured out another way to accomplish the issue. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen, because they're going to be carrying some kind of, they're going to be, you know, requiring the towns or the municipalities, whatever, to carry some kind of, I would call it qualified immunity insurance. So, yeah, sure,
mm-hmm.
Great. You
yes.
got rid of the qualified immunity, but you know what? You just drove up my taxes by, like, a good chunk. So,
yes, that's the immediate problem, and the fact that over the short term that might accrue directly onto the police, who have to go out and buy their own policies individually.
Well, a lot of them, you know, aren't. A lot of them are getting out. So, you know, Have fun in the cities, guys. You guys just voted yourself out a whole bunch of the people in your police force. So,
well, have fun everywhere. You know, we need police everywhere.
Well, you know, pretty soon, you know, with you know, an armed citizenry, just about every crime is going to incur the death penalty now. You know, I mean, so go think of that, criminals. Thanks.
Joe, thanks so much for the phone call. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.